Episode 559. Thank you all for listening to episode 558, Conspiracy Theory 3, The Frisbee Aquarium. I am Hammerhead Shark Gary, here with my co-host.
Black Bear Bear.
And that's it. Parrots in Columbus, so no parrot today, but you can make it. You're not home.
No, I'm not home. I'm in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Near Western Kentucky University, home of Western Kentucky University.
What's
So
their mascot?
some big red thing. The Hilltoppers, I think, but I think their mascot's Big Red.
Big Red.
It looks like one of the bad guys from Bugs Bunny, the big red hair
Oh,
thing. That's exactly what it looks like.
What was that thing called?
I don't remember. I wanted to say it was Harold. He's the one that did like the massaging of the scalp, I think, or something. An old Bugs Bunny commercial.
Bugs Bunny, Bugs Bunny, rah, rah, rah. Oh, Gossamer.
Gossamer. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, large, hairy, orange, or red monster. That's how he's described.
So on location, just
Harold Gossamer, same
Harold,
thing.
Harold Gossamer.
Harold Gossamer. I like it.
But on location this week for work. So luckily got everything done tonight. So I'll come back tomorrow. So tomorrow's just travel day, but six and a
Yeah.
half hour drive.
And a show season kicks off for me. Either we're going to be on Tuesdays or Mondays or Wednesday from wherever, whatever city I'm fucking in. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
But
we're about to be busy. About to
yeah,
be busy.
about to be crazy. And there's no trivia this week. I know that because Jeremy already told me, and which is fine. And he said he'll be back next week. I can't remember what he said he's coming back for, but it was another game. He gave us his picks. We all did our picks yesterday, so we're kind of already ahead. What the hell? Damn, Okada's deal. By the way, we're just gonna hit into some stuff real quick because I'm just reading this. Okada's deal with AEW is 3 years, 13.5 million, 4.5 million a year.
Big money. That's big money.
But they're, and we'll get into AEW here in a bit. But let's I'll find out where Jeremy is coming, what he's coming back with, because I don't remember. He told me, we're gonna get some trivia from him next week, but he's not. He can't be here this week. I'm like, damn, come on, Jeremy, you're messing up trivia, bud. So he will be back next week with Who Am I?
Okay, I like Who Am I?
Who Am I is always fun. So thank you, Jeremy. So first off, thanks to Wes Anderson for Mind Quarantine. Well, Moments of Time on this one, Mind Quarantine on the next one. Moments of Time, check him out on Facebook with Anderson Music. Give him a follow on X and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com. Mention Overline Podcast. Brandon, we'll get you up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscape. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not.
Phoenix, Arizona. Wait, no, I did that last week. No. Back. Going back.
Strike that.
We're gonna
Reverse it.
back it up. Where's F1 at this week? Saudi Arabia, Dubai, somewhere over there. Middle East. Sean doesn't serve the Middle East.
No, he doesn't. Hey, sidebar. Before I go into the next one, how is there a way to refresh or update the cable? Like a manual update?
I mean, if you go to your, you should just be able to click on it. I think it updates. Like if you click on the, isn't there like a refresh button on
Oh, do I? So I
it? If
just
not,
hover over it and then just kind of go down in the bar?
I thought so. I don't have it in front of me. Either that or what I would do is normally I would just not reset, but restart the Fire Stick. Usually that kind of resets everything
Yeah,
on it.
that's what, I backed out of it. Now it's updating. I just backed out
Yeah, sometimes it takes,
of
it
the
takes a
app.
minute on some of them. Like I've noticed that, like there'll be times where I'll click in it and I'll start watching something and then it'll kick me out and update everything. Like it just, yeah, sometimes it's a little
And then
slow.
when it updates, it takes a minute to just tell me what movies are playing. But if you hover over the channel, it'll tell you what's playing,
Yeah,
which
some
is
of
fine.
them, yeah, for whatever reason it's been like the for whatever reason the titles I struggle getting sometimes, but it's here and there. Sometimes it
Yeah.
happens,
I
sometimes
don't,
it
dude,
don't.
I don't give a fuck. It has
Yeah.
been worth it in the first 10 minutes. Like, and I've watched more movies than I never thought. Dude, I watched a movie called Philomena. And it's about it was because you just have it on in the background, and then I just get sucked in, and I'm like, oh shit, I better stop what I'm doing and watch this movie. Like the other day, I watched Wedding Date with Dermot Mulroney and Deborah Messing and Amy Adams from back in the day. But Philomena was with Dame Judi Dench, and she plays the character, title character, Philomena. who is was a she had a child, or you know, had a child out of wedlock, sent to the convent, and when he was a toddler, the nuns took the child away, and they were they she found out later in life they were selling him to Americans, like wealthy Americans. So you know, you're I'm watching this and I'm like, holy shit. And then she gets with a journalist to kind of cover the story, wants to do her story, find the kid, and then you know, eventually he doesn't want to publish the story, and she tells him to. But he gets to America and they find, you know, they she finds his son, but he's passed away. He's been dead for 8 years. And he was homosexual, which she's like, I knew he was, but it ended up being, and this is a true story, Michael Hess, who was the chief legal counsel to the Republican National Committee under Bush and Reagan. So
Interesting.
yeah, really, really interesting stuff. And you know, his true story found it. And then, you know, they go to the convent and they're still they hid all his records and shit, but she ends up finding out she wants to just see where he's buried. He was buried at the fucking convent in Ireland. But she's like, did he ever look for me? Because they changed his name, of course, and he looked and he knew his heritage, and they found that out, and that's what was important to her. So it was really, really good story. Usually I like stories like that that are true, based on true, and just
Right.
kind of there's, you know, no action to it. It's just you're trying to find out what the hell's going on. And then when they say it's Michael Hess, I'm like, wait, I know who the fuck Michael Hess is. I'm like, this is a legit story.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, when they showed him, I'm like, damn, this is good stuff. But I've been sucked into so many
Just off
fucking movies
a
because,
random movie.
yeah, I'm just scrolling through because the channels I use the most are the movie network channels. And because I'll find something like, oh, I like that movie, or oh, that sounds interesting, just play it. And then I'm like sitting here working away, or you know, doing the podcast stuff or show stuff. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. And then I get sucked in. I'm like, shit, it's 1 o'clock. Fuck, I gotta get
Yeah,
out of here.
I gotta get to bed.
But yeah, it's been absolutely worth it. Great referral. We can't put him as a sponsor because that would not be kind of frowned upon.
Trust me, I wish we could. It'd be
I
awesome.
wish we could too. Yeah, get it out there. Like, mention
Yeah,
bear.
exactly. Yeah, split them each way, right? It goes back
Yeah.
and forth each time.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it down the middle. Give me a half month.
Did you get parrot in yet or no?
No, like my thing is, you know, I told Parrot it's
That'd be
worth it.
right up his alley.
It is, but for some reason I could see Parrot not paying, and
Well,
then
that's
it's
his
just a
own
bad
problem.
rep. Yeah, it's his own problem. Then he
Well, it doesn't
loses it.
matter if he pays once. That's what matters. I mean,
Then I
that's
get a month and it's a wash.
exactly. So,
Thanks, Bird. So, thank you, by the way, to Greiky Merch. Email Greiky Merch at greikymerch@gmail.com. Tell us all your festival or vending needs. We're packed this summer. We've got about 60 shows now, and we're still adding. So just get in touch with us. We can help you out. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook. Check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny that you are a friend of Over the Line Podcast, and she will hook you up with that deal. She will make anything, as you see Frank Reynolds on the wall. Bear already knows he's been there forever. And
AIDS.
AIDS, I got AIDS. And
through.
if you want AIDS picture, get in touch with Danny. So thank you, Danny. Thank you to Sparty Steve. And last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
Make sure you get to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line podcast. And in the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So let's talk about golf. What happened with golf this week?
At the Cognizant Classic, Aaron Eckroat ended up winning, had just a solid week, 65, 67, 68, 67, won on a rain delayed Monday, had to finish up 12 holes, and ended up winning on Monday, at 17 under, one by three over Eric Van Rooyen, who shot 63 and was in the lead for a little bit until Eckroat kind of pulled away, and Minwoo Lee, who also was at 14 under. Tied fourth, KH Lee, Cameron Young, Jake Knapp, Shane Lowry, and David Skins. And then to finish out your top 10 at ninth, Keith Mitchell, Billy Horschel, Alex Noren, Peter Mullante, Andrew Novak, Martin Laird, and Kevin Yu. Pretty jam-packed leaderboard up there at the Cognizant. And for us, it was a rough week for a lot of people, except for Gray and Parrott. Everyone else missed the cut. Parrott got a 41 with Russell Henley, and Gray got a four with Sugar Shane Lowry.
He
Three.
fucking choked.
Adam Svensson, yeah, he did choke. Had a real good Friday and Saturday, and didn't do anything on Sunday slash Monday to get himself there, but did make a big birdie on the 18th hole to get into fourth because I had him as a top five. I was very pissed that he was leading by three and almost fell out of the top five going into the final round. So yeah, but he got it, so I will take it.
Did he finish fourth?
Yep, he was tied fourth.
Huh. Yeah, dude, like Google shit. It used to be good, but now it sucks.
Yeah, he was
Because it says
tied eighth.
18th.
Yeah, no, he was tied eighth and ended up making a birdie on 18 to get him back into the fourth spot and cash my bet. Eric Cole missed the cut. He was actually terrible. Daniel Berger had a great day one and a terrible day two. Screwed me. Cody didn't pick like normal, so he got Chandler Phillips, and Jeremy had and Adam Svensson, who also did not have that great of a round.
Big thing though, man. Parrot.
Yeah, Parrott
Fucking
is just
nine
he's
straight
rolling right
non-missed
now, and
cuts.
has not, and he won't again this week because there is no missed cut, so definitely won't have one this week either. And yeah, Parrott's leading the way at 27.6. I am in second at 33.6, with Gray coming up the tail there at 37.2, Jeremy at 40.8, Dub at 47.2, and Cody at 57.3 because he doesn't pick golf this week at Bay Hill. Arnold Palmer Invitational, always on tour. I mean, always, a great stop. And it's before the Players Championship, so you got two big tournaments in a row. This week is one of those weeks where it's a big event, or it's one of their premier events, so there's no cut. I think there's only 68 golfers or 67 golfers this week or something like that. So yeah, it's going to be, a good tournament, no cut, cream of the crop leading into the Players, which will be a big field obviously next week. Round one has finished up today. We did get in all of our picks yesterday except for Cody, because he don't pick.
Yeah, and I got updates on that too, where people are.
Yeah.
Cam Young's in 49th
Yep.
currently.
Shot one over. Not good. Cam Young, myself, and Jeremy have picked
JT Poston is at 25th.
the postman for Dub.
Fitzmagic, he is scrolling back up. Fitzmagic is 57th, rough on the bird. And then
And Sammy Burns. I know he
Sam
was doing
Burns,
well.
fourth.
Yeah, he was up there, I saw. So yeah, early start to or start to golf, not early start to golf, just start to golf this week. But there'll be no missed cuts. So it's one of those weeks where none of us will have missed cuts, which is great. And then we're on to Sawgrass next week, which should be even better. One of the best tournaments of the year.
On to NASCAR. So we had another win, three in a row, three different winners.
Yeah.
Well, technically four different winners this year. Four
That's
guys
right.
on the podcast. You and Jeremy both had Kyle Larson, which I don't know why I didn't take Kyle Larson. I should have just did it. I don't know why I'm saving him. And took Kyle Busch, which had another third week in a row. Stupid pit penalty and
Yep,
pit
it's I don't know
problems.
what his struggle is, and it's always him. It's not his people.
Yeah,
He
it is him. And
always speeds in the pits.
and it's him, and he's called himself out on it. He hasn't blamed anybody else but himself. So I give him credit there. He's grown up a little bit.
Yeah, just needs to get better. But yeah, Larson pretty much dominated the race. Had the
Oh,
best
yeah.
car. I mean, Reddick gave him a run a couple times. Who Parrott picked, by the way. Reddick hasn't finished out of the top 10 yet this year. Who got a two and was there. Chastain had a rough day, but ended up. Thanks. Someone just fell down in the room above me. Chastain had a rough day and ended up finishing fourth for Cody, who we picked. B2K, Brad Keselowski, or B6K now. I got a 13 for Dub, and then yeah, the 26 for Kyle Busch.
Fucking Kyle
Unfortunately,
Busch.
yeah, rough one for him. So your updated standings, we have
I'm in last. Cody is ahead of me, and he doesn't even pick.
Parrot with a four, Jeremy with a seven, Dub with a 12.3, who has gone 14, 10, and 13. Solid finishes. He's just right there, like just solid.
So I'm due for a one or a two this week.
Yeah.
25-1, 26-2.
16.3 for me, 17 for Cody, and 17.3 for Gray. But yeah, we have had four different winners with a win each week. We'll see if it continues this week in Phoenix at the Shriners Children's 500.
Who speaks Phoenix to Cody? Like,
Another
who would
mile.
burn?
Who
would
another
burn in Phoenix?
you need a we would need a nice see this is I mean I kind of want to go guy who would burn who as white as can be is Tyler Reddick. I think we go Tyler Reddick for
I
Cody.
like it. I like it.
Tyler
If Cody wins the title, we're all
Reddick.
sharing it.
Yeah, and we already all have our picks in. So Dub has Alex Bowman. I have Chase Briscoe, who I was looking and surprisingly has good finishes in Phoenix. Wouldn't have guessed that. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll use Chase Briscoe so he can wreck. And honestly, he's had a couple of good weeks in a row, a couple of top 15. So if you can get me a top 15, I'd be happy this week. Chris Buescher for Gray, who had an unfortunate wreck last week, blew a tire and smashed the wall. He was the first one out. So hopefully he can rebound in Phoenix. We just picked Tyler Reddick for Cody. Parrott has Ross Chastain and Jeremy going with Ryan Blaney this week in Phoenix.
I think I picked I think I picked the wrong race for Chris Buescher. I think I wanted him on the next race. So
We'll push him down one and change your
yeah,
pick.
I'm pretty sure I wanted him in Bristol. So I'm gonna slide that down because I think I looked up Bristol, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, this is real Bristol too. Next week, not this week. Next week, it's real Bristol. We get no dirt.
The let's see here. Because now I got the racing reference in my bookmarks finally. It just took me, forever to do it. See tracks.
I see. Grandpa's going to have a State of the Union that I'm not going to watch here.
Oh yeah, he is. Get your bingo cards ready on the words he says.
I will not. Watch, I'm trying to pull a basketball for whatever reason. My hotel cable is being ass right now.
So taking a fire stick.
I have it, it's just in the other room. It's an
Oh.
embassy suite, so there's two rooms. I'm watching the TV in the living area right now, and my
Oh,
fire
nice.
stick's in the bedroom.
So let's see. Man, he does well here. Hold on, let's see. Fuck it. I'll burn him. Give me Ryan Blaney. He's finished second here both times last year.
Yep.
And then I got Chris Buescher next week. I'm not switching that.
The old
No,
boost
Buescher was
thing.
fine too. He had an average of 10th place here. Watch him fucking win this week now that I switched him.
Probably.
Yeah,
You
that's what happened.
had a good week in NASCAR League.
Yeah, it was good.
Think you were
Still
like,
have not taken the second same driver. I think I was second this week.
yeah, I think you had the second or third best score. I couldn't remember what it was. I just had one bad score, one bad freaking score with stupid ass Christopher Bell. Had a rough day. I mean, goodness. But honestly, I mean, I'm happy because I switched Logano out for Gibbs, who had a really good day.
That was a good
So
call.
if I would have kept where I was, I would have been bad because Logano didn't have a good day either. But I'm middle of the pack, so I'm happy where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I
Three
think
weeks in.
we're all with each other, me, you, and Jeremy. And I know Connie was happy to get out of last.
Yeah, she's not in last. She's on her way up. It's a long season. Only
I felt so bad for her
three
too
races to
because like
go.
Bubba Wallace wrecked and then Kyle had his issue. I'm like,
Yeah.
damn. She
But
had it too. But I
hey,
think almost everybody had Larson.
as quick as that happens to her or to, just in general, it can flip right back around. That's the
Yeah,
best
and
part.
we're not far out. I'm 53 out, you're 58 out. You and I are close.
Oh yeah, I mean, and like I said, even for Connie and the others down at the bottom, I mean, two races, you have two good weeks, and a couple people have mediocre weeks. You're right back up there, especially only 3 weeks in. Except we got 33 more weeks of NASCAR to go.
Yep,
A lot
no,
of time,
and I like this. It's fun, it's cheap, you win some money, it's something to look at, and I still haven't
something
used
to
multiple.
do.
I haven't done the same driver yet. So I've got 12 different drivers I've used so far, and I like it.
I should have just used Joey. I should have just used Joey Logano the first 10 weeks and just get that turd out of the way.
Save that turd. I'm saving the turd for the playoffs. But he'll do all right. So that's done for NASCAR. Let's talk about wrestling. So
Yeah.
we
There
had
you
AEW Revolution, and I'm going to start from the bottom work up. So we had
go.
F FTR versus Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli, and all of us took BCC except Cody.
We didn't
Is
pick.
Cody Bryan even on this podcast
That made
anymore?
me laugh when I saw that when I logged in and saw it. I got a good laugh out of that. That was a good match.
It was.
BCC came out with the old school Legion of Doom spikes on, which I thought was cool because they were a staple in Greensboro. So I thought that was a nice touch. Overall, good match. Shockingly, Dax got blood, color again. I think the hard way too.
Yeah.
Those guys were beating the shit out of each other, man. That was a really good match. I probably the second best match on the card, in my opinion. I thought that was a great match. I enjoyed it.
Yep, it was. And then we had the All-Star Scramble match, Jericho, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, Dante Martin. Wardlow came out victorious. Four of us had Wardlow. Dub had Hobbs, Bear had Jericho, and then Cody had nobody.
Yeah, okay match. Nothing special there. I mean, it could have been better, could have been worse. Nothing exciting.
All right. What was the next match? Did you watch that cage match? Christian Cage
Yeah, Cage and
and Garcia.
Garcia kicked off the show. It was I thought it was a pretty darn good match. I better than what I thought it was. Obviously a lot of outside interference with the other three. You know, they ended up as they went to distract the good heel away, Daniel Garcia would have, I think actually Cage tapped out maybe, or he had him pinned for a while, ref didn't see it. Kill switch comes in, I think gets him on the ropes, or maybe he got his neck on the ropes or something like that. Cage hits the Unprettier, wins the match. I don't know if he still calls it the Unprettier, but
That's what we call it.
you know the move. So yeah, good match to start off the show. Very good match to start off the
And
show.
then probably your good candidate for match of the year was an amazing match. We knew it would be. We said it. It was the match of the night, outside of the main event, which we'll get to. But Will Ospreay and Konosuke Takeshita, it was a wonderful match.
Started slow.
It
The way
did.
it started, if they would have kept with what, I mean, they were off. Osprey was on fire. You know, Takeshita wasn't that on fire. He was a little slow in spots, but they finally got it together. And the second half of the match was fucking amazing. I loved
Dude,
it.
the shit they do, man.
Osprey is just, dude is just an absolute beast.
We're,
Absolute beast. Loved
we're,
it.
and
But
now he's gonna start, looks like starting a feud with Bryan Danielson.
yeah, which would be those would be some good matches too. And they need to get it out of Danielson before he before his body starts to break down because it's getting to that point. They need to do it now or they're not going to get good matches out of it
And
because
Konosuke did just awesome work. We loved it. And we can't complain about it.
no, I was like I said, I liked it. I was impressed. You know, not a lot of obviously a lot of spots, a lot of high spots, but still I think just overall good story, good wrestling match. So yeah, definitely best match on the card, no doubt.
And then next match, we had Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson for the Continental Crown Championship and several different titles. And Eddie Kingston ended up winning, and Bryan Danielson did shake his hand, which, is a whole respect thing, which is great for them. Toni Storm beat Deonna Purrazza, which,
Terrible. God
whatever.
awful. It was
Yeah.
terrible.
Joe, Hangman, and Swerve Strickland, fun match. I was kind of pulling for Swerve. Joe came out of this, and I had Joe. Several of us had Joe. Joe was the winner, kept the title, and then Roderick Strong beat Orange Julius
Was a
to
good
take
match too.
the, yes, it was International Championship. And then our main event, Sting, Stung, and Stang all came out together as different versions of Sting, which was really cool. And he
Yes.
came out to Metallica, "Seek and Destroy" is was his last song he came out to, and just the young he wanted to put. They ended up winning, of course, in his final match. He wanted to lose and put them over, Matt and Nick Jackson, and those two and Tony Khan said, "No, you got to go out as a winner. You haven't lost yet. You got to win to go out." And it was a good send off. And if you look at what Darby Allin's spot with glass on the six chairs, only had 12 stitches, and he said he was gonna die or make some shit happen in that match. And dude, that was one of the craziest spots I've ever seen.
I know
And
it was just stupid though. Like, oh
I mean,
God, it was
as a
dumb.
wrestling fan, it was cool, but
It
it was.
was, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh God, this is just ugh. It was terrible, man. It could have been a lot worse, but
And fortunately, he knows what he's doing.
yeah. It could have been bad, but that it was I mean, it was a good match for what it was. I think it was a little too much blood and guts, but that's what Sting's been doing a little bit, and that's probably what he wanted. So yeah, we'll We'll say what we want, but I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with the send off. I'm happy with what they did. I thought it was fine. Obviously, the show cut off, so we didn't get to see the rest of it, but they ran out of time. But yeah, I mean, it was a good match. Good match.
Yeah, it was good. So we didn't get to see it. And, you know, Sting even had a spot. He went through glass. He went through some tables. He did some hard spots too. And that was cool to see. And good send off for Sting. And, you know, I was cool with it. And as a Sting fan, I was always a Sting fan growing up, and good way to see him go out. And they did, I think AEW did it right and did right by Sting and honored his career. And, you know, he had a lot of guys there, legends, so to speak. Yeah. And it was cool to see Ricky the Dragon, you know, Flair, man, you could see he's old as shit, the stuff he was taking.
Yeah, it was a little bit rough, but whatever. I mean, that's what Flair's gonna do. Yeah, the Dragons still look good.
Oh yeah,
and they did have other people. You know, I didn't think Luger was there. He was there, which I thought was great. Yep. You know, it's good for Lex. Happy to see him there because I was like, man, he's got to be there. Like he was Sting's tag team partner forever. So I'm happy that he was there. They got to make it. So yeah, it was good. Overall, pretty good show from AEW. Pretty good show.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun to see what the future holds. And like we said, you got a lot of the guys from New Japan coming.
Yeah. I think, I mean, they just got to get their shit together on TV. Tony Khan got to get his head out of his ass. It's also tough to do as well.
Yep. And then what else we got going on in sports? I see Jonnu Smith signed with the Dolphins.
He did, but I think probably the biggest news of the day, you know, Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson in July. wild, man. I don't know what to think of it. My initial thought is someone's going to get hurt and the fight won't happen, something like that. I don't know, but God, this is going to sell. They're going to sell. I mean, because people don't want Tyson to lose, right? Nobody likes Jake Paul. No one wants to see Tyson.
Well, they want to
lose.
See him knock him out in round one, and I hope he does.
I just don't.
I don't see it.
He looked good when he had his exhibition, right? Now it's an exhibition. Tyson's got to have a full training camp for a dude who's 30 years younger than him.
But Tyson's Tyson.
I get it, but.
But Jake Paul is quick.
Brain won't go, but the speed goes, man, when you get older, and that's going to be the thing.
Like, he looked good in that exhibition, though.
I know he did. And trust me, all I want to see is Jake Paul
get knocked out.
Absolutely roped off. And that's what everyone's going to want to see. That's why they're going to tune in, right? Yep. And if it gets to that point, I hope it's not a hug fest or a shit show or Tyson gasses early. Like, I hope it's a true fight. We're going to see. I'm still, it's early. I'm skeptical on it, but man, if it happens, it'll be crazy. It'll be crazy.
And then other news this week, Jason Kelce retired officially. Pretty good speech, about a half hour long. They were showing it on Pat Mac show. And they're like, all right, we're going to cut away because it was getting towards the end. And like right in, because they're airing on ESPN, he swears they're like, dropped an F-bomb and they've been holding it. And it was good. It was a good retirement speech, and he honored a lot of people. And you know, he talked about it on New Heights podcast today with him and Trav, and they Travis was, you know, visibly, he was crying. He was, you know, about it today and yesterday, because you know those two love each other, man. You can see it. They're definitely in it together. And like they said, I didn't realize they didn't have cousins. They didn't have anybody. It was just those two. You know, they had an aunt and an uncle and no kids. So it was just those two dudes. And, you know, he obviously, when you listen to stuff about Travis and Jason, Travis wears 87 because that's the year Jason was born.
Okay.
So
that's
why he wears it. And that's why he honors his brother. And he said that to him one of the times they played. He gave him the jersey. You know, they swapped jerseys and mentioned that to him. That's why he wears 87. And then, you know, Jason got him back when he got kicked off Cincinnati for marijuana, you know, and he got him back. He wouldn't have his career without his brother.
No, he definitely wouldn't. He definitely would not. It's done a lot for him, and it's good that he recognizes that, you know, and is showing up and will continue to show up for him. But yeah, I mean, the Kelce brothers have a lot ahead of them, so they'll be doing podcasts and all that too. So
yep. And then Jason talked a lot about his when he first came into the league, it was during the lockout, so they couldn't even do anything. And the first two quarterbacks he was snapping to, Vince Young, Michael Vick. Those are the first two. He's like legends right off the rip.
That's you can't, I mean, you can't really ask for much more than that.
Yeah, no. Absolutely insane. And I know the other night my wonderful Celtics blew a 22-point lead to your Cavs, second team. And yeah, I know. Fucking dick.
I love
I
it. I love it. I love it because I can't tell you how often I have sat on my perch and said, Tatum is not the guy. And he shows it every time he comes into the clutch. He fucking goes broke all the
Right.
time. And I hope he breaks through that, but I'm telling you, he just ain't it.
They're gonna do it, man.
Some people can be good all the time. Some people just aren't clutch. So far, Jason Tatum has shown that he's just not clutch. And again, it could happen. I mean, shit changes, shit snaps in. They're clearly the best team in basketball. Clearly the best team in basketball. And you know, we're gonna find out tonight too. I mean, they're playing at Denver. Tough game. We're gonna see what they're made of tonight. Can they bounce back, or is Jokic and squad gonna roll them over? Because this is what everyone thinks is gonna be your NBA championship preview right here. So,
It's going to be interesting to see how Porzingis does with Jokic, because that's the key.
the other night, Jokic hit four fucking threes. I
Yeah.
was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And, a big help to them, obviously, is to Boston is their bench. They have some depth all the way through. And, when you got Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis going for 20 a night, you don't need Tatum to score 30, 40 points a night, but they go back and forth. Tatum will score 30 or 40. Brown can score 30 or 40. Porzingis can score 30 or 40. I mean,
Just got to do it. They got to play
you
as a
just got to
team.
do it. And yeah, like you can't. And unfortunately, like Tatum, like you said, the pressure, it's always on him. He is the best player on that team. But as you said, to your point, he's just not clutch. And you can't put it on his shoulder. He's just not ready for the moment yet. And his moment's going to come, and he's got to come through sometime.
Speaking of not clutch, Steph Curry had another 0 for a game.
Yes, he did.
The best shooter of all time. You would think the best shooter of all time would at least make one three.
Right.
Just saying.
Yep.
And
And then.
earlier, before the Cavs, yeah, Boston beat Golden State by 50 plus, their third win of 50 plus this year, which already has tied or broken an NBA
Broken.
record,
New
broken an
record.
NBA record in a season. And by the way, they still have 25 games to play.
Yeah.
And they still
It's.
have to play Charlotte, and some of these other teams.
Dude,
So
they're just like.
we could add on to that.
When you look at their bench, Kmet, Horford, Hauser, and Pritchard come off the bench a lot, and they do very well when they come in. And it's good to have Horford come off the bench. He's an old guy, but he's still clutch when he needs to be. And they go usually a small lineup. They usually put 2 point guards on the floor and a shooting guard. You got Brown, White, Drew Holiday, and then Porzingis at center, Tatum at small forward, and they run that small package, and it works. Because those three are 20 points almost every night, Tatum, Porzingis, and Brown. But if Porzingis gets hurt, can't really, Horford can't play 40 minutes.
No, he cannot.
And Hauser
Absolutely.
does okay when he's in. His plus minus in the last game was plus 14.
And
Like,
he may be playing tonight. I don't know if Jaylen Brown's out, but he may be getting the start tonight.
we'll see. And it'll be interesting to see how tonight goes. But yeah, Boston's 8 games up in the East. They're going to run away with it, be the one seed.
Oh,
But
yeah.
you still got to beat the eight, whoever that ends up shaking out to be. So,
Exactly.
and Cleveland, they're in a battle with the Bucks for the 2 spot.
Yep. They're Milwaukee last night after a 6-game win streak ended up getting rolled by Golden State. So just the way the
Milwaukee.
NBA. And Cleveland lost last night too, but after the big comeback win, I knew that they weren't winning
They
shit.
weren't
So
winning.
that did not surprise me at all, which is fine. They're no big deal there. I figured that would happen, but Mitchell's out, Mobley's hurt again. They just tough for them to stay healthy. And if they can get healthy for the playoffs, I'll be fine with that. They're going to make the playoffs. They just need to get healthy and get there. So,
And then in your NHL, you've got in the Atlantic Conference, Panthers still up 90 points. Bruins kind of fell back a little bit, but the Panthers are hot, man. 9-1 in their last 10, and 90 points. And Boston 87, Maple Leafs 80, the Wings and Lightning with 72, Sabres 63, Canadiens 58, Ottawa Senators 53, Rangers are ahead of the Metropolitan with 84. Hurricanes 78, Flyers 72, Islanders at 68, Caps 65, Penguins and Devils 64, and the Jackets at 52. Out west, you got the Stars leading in the Central, 85 points. Jets with 83. That's a surprise. Kind of. They were still pretty good. Avs at 83, Predators 73, Blues 67, Wild 64, Coyotes 55, Blackhawks 37. Sucks for them. The old, and they got, you know, poor Bedard. The Canucks still leading out in the Pacific, 87 points. Oilers, you know, coming back on with 5 wins in a row. They're at 78. The Kings 73, Knight 73, Kraken 57. I think this is 50. No, 67.
67.
Sorry. 65 on the Flames, 49 on the Ducks, and 37 for El Sharkies.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice race there in the Pacific between from Calgary up, because Calgary's winning tonight, so that'll tie them with Seattle. You know, and Vegas has lost 3 in a row. They've been struggling. So, and the Los Angeles Kings' best player just got hurt. They don't know his time frame to come back. So, yeah, I mean, that Pacific's going to be Pacific's going to be a tight battle. It is. Should be a good one, though.
So let's get to old UFC.
Yeah. UFC 299 on Saturday night at the Kasaya Center in Miami. It's going to be, I think this is a better card than 300.
When is 300?
My wedding day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 13th. Yeah, so I might catch part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're done at 9, so definitely we'll catch the main card. We'll see if I can put the prelims up or if I get yelled at for that. So. We'll have to see.
I love it.
But
I love it.
I think last week I was I left last week? I think I was left last week. So I think you left this week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I started last week.
Yeah, all right. So, women's flyweight bout on the prelim card from Scotland, Joanne, I like Wood.
And from Ukraine, Marina Moros. It's an interesting Ukrainian name.
In a flyweight bout, plus 295, Daug from the United States, CJ Vergara.
And the minus 375 favorite from Kazakhstan, Asu Alimbayev. And you always pick against the man bun, so Asu for the win.
Yep. In a heavyweight bout, a meat match, meat madness.
Meat madness.
And from Cuba, Robles, I'm going to give you the pain.
And from the United States, Josh Parisian.
Middleweight bout, minus 148 favorite with a man bun from Brazil, Michael Pereira.
And the plus 124 dog from Poland, Michael Oleszczyk. Yeah, and you know who I'm going with, not the man bun.
And a light heavyweight bout on the early prelims from Moldova, Ian Cute Leba.
Yeah, he's the one that comes out. He's the Hulk. He's the one that always like paints his body at the weigh-ins. Oh yeah, he's crazy motherfucker.
Love that.
And from the Philippines, or I'm sorry, the Philippines. Jesus, I'm reading his name. From Brazil, Felipe Lins.
No, his name is Philippines.
It actually really is. It's Philippines.
It does look like it, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
On the main card, or excuse me, on the prelims. Now we're in prelims. In a bantamweight bout, plus 185, Pedro Munhoz.
And the minus 225 favorite from the United States, Kyler Phillips.
Wow. Really? He's still fighting? In a lightweight bout, minus 345, heavy favorite from Poland, Matuz Gamrot.
And the plus 275 dog from Brazil, the number 11 ranked lightweight, Rafael Dos Anjos.
In a women's flyweight bout from the United States, plus 142, Daug number 4, Caitlin Sermonara.
And also from the United States, minus 170 favorite, the number 6 ranked women's flyweight, Macy Barber.
This will be a fun heavyweight meat match.
Maybe.
Basically a pick 'em. From the United States, number 5 heavyweight, Curtis, I like to cut with blades.
And from Brazil, the number 7th ranked heavyweight, a minus 108, slight dog. I'm not going to jail ton, Almeida.
Damn it, you got the good one. Oh, I love that one. Bantamweight bout +135, slight favorite from Mata Russia, Peter Yan.
And the number seventh ranked bantamweight, your slight underdog from China, +114. Sing that song, ya dong.
And in a welterweight bout, +100, slight underdog from Brazil, Gilbert Burns.
And a welterweight bout, the number 11th ranked welterweight from Aussie, 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 -120 favorite, Jack Della Maddalena.
In a welterweight bout, no line yet from the United States, Kevin, I hate Holland, Ohio.
And from England, if you have not seen this guy, look up his kickboxing highlights. Kevin Holland, you better guard your head because it may come off. Michael Page. I will be betting on Michael Page. I love watching his kickboxing stuff. That dude can kick you from anywhere at any time and you won't see it coming.
Can't wait to watch this week. In a lightweight bout, +142. Kind of surprising. Number three. Man, he's number three and he's +142. Shit. From the United States, Dustin Poirier.
This is where you worry, you wonder about odds makers, but I ain't betting against them. From France, the number 12th ranked lightweight, -170 favorite, Chris Benoit Saint Denis.
And in what's going to be the second version of this fight, going to be fun. -218 favorite, Sugar Sean O'Malley, your bantamweight champion, versus.
The number five ranked bantamweight from Ecuador, +180 dog, Marlon Chito Vera. I absolutely love this that Mally's been talking shit that he never lost to him. I think it's hilarious. And I hope O'Malley knocks him out. Man, I'm so excited for this fight. It'll be a good one, but I hope O'Malley
Yeah,
knocks
because
him
what
out.
happened last time? Wasn't it a DQ?
No, he got O'Malley hurt his foot, so it was a technical knockout because he hurt his foot and couldn't
Oh,
stand.
that's right.
Barrett just pretty much pounded him. But he really wasn't beat up. That's why he's saying he never lost, which I find absolutely hilarious. So my card, my main card parlay will be O'Malley, Poirier, Page, Maddalena, and Peter Yan.
Song Yadon. I think I'm going to go Yan, Burns, Page, Poirier, O'Malley. Let's have one difference.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be on Poirier as a dog, which I find still very interesting. But hey, that's it. So that's
Yeah.
UFC 299 coming to you from Miami, Florida.
Florida. Just some other news. Paul Heyman going to the WWE Hall of Fame. About
Yeah,
time.
in Philly, perfect. We kind of guessed that was going to happen if he was going in. No better place to do it than in Philly. So great for Paul Heyman. Also, I saw Bull Nakano is the second
That
who's
was the other
going.
thing I was going to say. Bull Nakano, you see what she looks like now at 56? Jesus.
I have not, no.
So let's see if this, God damn it, stupid white screens.
God damn.
Obviously, it's in. I can't do it because it's a
Is
screenshot,
that
but
her on the right?
yes.
Well, she looks great for 56.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, unreal. Oh, shit. Turned off the camera.
Son of a. Did it again.
Oh, it's on now. I don't know
Now
why
it's
it's.
off. At least it says it is.
It's definitely not. Son of a
Oh,
bitch.
God, put that thing away.
There it is. Goddamn, pal. Speaking of goddamn, pal, unloaded 5 million shares of TKO for $412 million.
I thought I saw that $400 million number. Absolutely insane.
And as we said, a few things here in regard to the old fun. God damn it. Stupid Pizza Hut. Ordered Pizza Hut the other day. I had to send menu to the old wifey. The AEW Revolution. So the Young Bucks, he wanted to put the Young Bucks over. And due to how much respect he has for them, and he holds them in high esteem, however, Khan and the Bucks all firmly believe that he should end his career with a win. He eventually agreed to that ending. Sports Illustrated were right. This was the match that Bret Hart never had, The same can be said for Hogan, Savage, Andre the Giant, Kurt Angle, and countless other legends. The only retirements that were equal or better were the retirements of Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels, but both would ultimately become preludes to their return. And SIS, the only backstage was people not wanting to leave so that they could stand the moment of Sting's retirement, and that it felt like a retirement party backstage. He took several pictures with talent, had private conversations, and received many hugs. This whole thing about Bucks being bad people, I think people just need to stop with that. I don't think they are, but that was good to see what they did.
No, I don't think they're bad people. I just think they're a little annoying and can be douchey at times, but I mean, that's the character they play. We're not backstage with them, so we don't know. Simple as that.
Exactly. We got Full Swing Season 2 coming out yesterday.
I'm excited for that.
Yep. And also we had just a kind of an update on the whole Six Flags Cedar Fairs merger. If they do merge, Cedar Fair would have 51% ownership, but everything would be named Six Flags, including Cedar Point and Kings Island in Ohio.
Interesting.
Yep. The A's unveiled their design for the new ballpark in Las Vegas. You see that?
I have not now.
So let's see if I can show you this too. Let's make sure I don't mess up my camera. There you go.
Interesting. Looks like the Sydney Opera Theater.
That's exactly what I said.
Least it's covered.
Yep. Got to have some, you have to have some overhead to block that sun.
God, no
It's
shit.
going to be hot as shit. This funny thing I saw too, Nolan Ryan's arm was so damaged by the first 5,000 innings of his career, he was only able to strike out 16 Blue Jays when he no-hit them at age 44.
Good God.
It's a cautionary tale for all young pitchers.
Yeah. Jeez.
So, that is that. And we were going to do, I don't really think we can do a watch along today on, because you're in another room. So that's not really going to work for us.
Yeah, I don't think so. It will. We'll get it next week when I'm back at home and I can actually do this.
Yeah. So,
Plus, I still need to eat, so
yeah. So I think it's a good time that we probably will do one episode this week
next
because.
week we will come back to you with two guaranteed, and we will be watching Sting and Hunter Hearst Helmsley at Russell. What WrestleMania was that?
31.
31. Okay.
Yep, I believe.
At 31. Yeah, we'll
I
be coming
believe it
back
was.
a week late after Sting's retirement.
And it'll be good. And who knows? We may throw a surprise third episode in there. We'll see. Depends how our week goes. Might have another conspiracy theory episode and just go bam, bam, bam. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday episodes, catch our asses back up. We'll see. Don't know. Play it
Yeah.
by ear, but there will be at least two.
They're guaranteed will be two next week because we know you've been missing out. All the tweets of support for us. And by that, I mean there's been none. So yeah, not one tweet of support. Like, hey, where's that second episode at? Like, oh well, go fuck
Yeah,
yourself.
go fuck yourself. Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Because you're not listening anyways.
Not listening.
Tweet us. But we will 2 weeks will be March Madness picks. 2 weeks. Because I forgot it's starting late this year. So it's not next week. It's in 2 weeks. Next week, all the big tournaments start. So
So we'll cover some of that. We'll do our picks. We'll probably have 3 30-minute episodes. And that'd be it. It'd be perfect. So with that being said, we're gonna get Bear out of here so we can go have dinner at 8:52. And we'll wrap this
7:52
up.
my time, though.
So it's 8:52 on Thursday night, but it's gonna show that it released at 9 a.m. this morning. How did we do that? We got our DeLorean, we went back in time and released it.
Magic.
Magic bitches. So thank you to Wes Anderson. Thank you to All Wear Clothing, Crandall Squatty Landscaping, Gray Key Merch, Paper Denim Art, All Wear Clothing, Connell Barrett, DanTransformation.com, Sparty Steve, and as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Sugar Sean O'Malley by knockout. Brutal knockout. First round.